Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sit in the company of one who speaks less. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you see a person who has been blessed with disinclination to the world and minimal speech, then sit in his company, for Allah ta'ala has granted him wisdom. Excessive speech accumulates excessive sins. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he whose speech is excessive, his sins will be excessive, and the fire of hell is very close to one who has excessive sins. Ahnaf ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, he who speaks a lot will err a lot. A mu'min speaks less. Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah ta'ala has recorded the statement of Fudail radiallahu ta'ala rahmatullah alayh, which states that a believer speaks less and does a lot of good deeds and actions, whereas a hypocrite, he speaks much and he does little. Two weighty actions. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala and said to him, O Abu Zar, should I not inform you of two traits which are easy to acquire but shall be weighty in the scales? He replied, surely, O Messenger of Allah ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, regard good conduct and lengthy periods of silence binding upon you. For by the oath of the being in whose control is my life, never has anybody been adorned with anything better than that. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.